Turn your Bibles, Proverbs 23:7 says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So as he thinketh in his heart, how does your heart think? I thought my mind thinks. But do you think with your mind or your heart? Well, I think with my mind too, but he says, man thinketh in his heart. Do you know you can think in your heart? In fact, the heart is the center of everything with God. You're going to move mountains with God. You're going to have to understand how he works in the arena of heart. You're going to have to get connected to the inner man. You're going to have to get connected to the kingdom within. You've got to get connected within. I remember when the Lord first introduces the right hand of God, and he teaches this ascension mode. And we learned to ascend, and it was ascending into the hill of the Lord. And the Lord said, that is a good thing, but if you're going to ever understand how my kingdom truly works, you're going to have to find me within. What do you mean, find you within? He said, my kingdom is within you. He said, it's all a matter of your perspective. The kingdom, you know, if you're standing on, I use this example, if you're standing on the North Pole and someone else standing on the South Pole and you both have your hands raised, which way is up? The guy on the South Pole with his hands raised, that would, if you're in the North, that'd be down to you. That's up to him. So kingdom of God is all about perspective. However, you got to get in touch with the kingdom within. The Bible says the communication of our faith becomes effective. Everyone say effective. We have to have effective faith in this hour, and it has to communicate. Faith is not, that's not communicating is not faith. Faith has to communicate. Say communicate. It has to speak. It has to acknowledge. And it becomes effective by the acknowledging of every good thing that is where? In you. In Christ. But he always knows the in you in Christ. The world knows by positive thinking, you know, you create an aura around you, a positive aura. It's a law of attraction. You have a person that's born and steeped in rejection and brokenness and betrayal, that'll follow them around all their life until they can break that image. Because what's going on inside you is ordering your environment, whether you like it or not. And see, the kingdom of God has to come in and reprogram, but what a lot of people do is they go try to reprogram the mind. Now, there is a reprogramming of the mind, but a lot of times when he's talking about the renewing of the mind, he's talking about the renewing of the mind of how the kingdom works. But if you really want to reprogram, you're going to have to reprogram the heart. Because the heart is where the kingdom's flowing. The heart is where you move into, and the heart is where the kingdom flows from. That's why Solomon said, guard the heart with all diligence, for out of it flows the issues of life. So the enemy knows this, so he wages a war against your life, but the war he's waging is against your heart because he wants to lock you down. And he wants to do it with a host of different operations. He'll do it with trespass and betrayal and unforgiving. You think just people don't like you. It's not about them not liking you. There's big demonic beings behind them. And those demonic beings will send an assault against your life. And you got to understand that spirit behind that person that enters in to either wound you or betray you. That spirit is there to lock you up. And a lot of times these things are done by spirits, not just by people. And so what happens when someone's hurt you, someone's betrayed you, someone's done you seriously wrong? How many of you have been seriously done wrong? Raise your hand. I rest my case. Everybody, it's how you respond to it, because if you hold that against that person, that spirit has access then to the heart to bind it up, see? And what it's looking to do is bind the kingdom, to bind you. And that's his bait to bind you up. That's called a trespass. A little ought is nothing more than releasing, but when you get into full-blown unforgiveness, or you get into a trespass state, is when it's not dealt with, see? And when it's not dealt with properly and not forgiven, where? He says, if you do not forgive from what? The heart. We're trying to forgive from the mind because we're always trying to work from up here. But it's here that you got to get it loosed. So a lot of times we're saying, I forgive this person, I forgive this, but in here you hadn't got it loosed. That's what the keys of the kingdom are for. The keys of the kingdom have given you authority to loose. They also have, you have authority to bind. But you gotta loose these things, you gotta keep this heart. So he says, as a man thinketh, say thinketh. That is from a Hebrew word, shuar. And it means, believe it or not, to open or act as a gatekeeper. Say gatekeeper. Your heart is the gate of heaven. When he says, I will pour out the windows of heaven, a coming through you, people have to understand there's only so much God's just going to do with you. If you want the big things of God, it's got to come through you. There is a way to walk with God where God bypasses you. I call this the gift realm. He'll gift you with something by grace, say grace, bypass you. But that's only going to get you so far. You can't max that out. That's what people are trying to do, max that operation out. You can't do that. Because there's a time that we have to grow up into him. As we grow up in him, he shifts you from that gift grace realm to accountability, to the heart realm. How many of you ever had something work for you in one season and you move to another season that don't work for you anymore? The reason it's not working for you anymore because you're actually graduating, or God's trying to graduate you. And to graduate, he's got to get you to operate from the heart and the kingdom of God within the heart. Amen. So what's going on in here is going to determine what's going on here. A lot of times people want God to come and bring breakthrough to graduate their life. And they're just thinking, well, one day God's just going to come and do it. He's going to drop it. He's going to drop it. He's going to drop it. Well, we know better than that. You can sit 20 years with that drop it mentality, or you can just drop that and get God's understanding of the kingdom of God. If you're going to move in a new dimension in your life, God's going to have to seed that within you. Amen? And it's going to birth out of you. Man, the Spirit of the Lord brought me, because the revelation gift is kind of an interesting gift, because the revelational gift, it'll cause you to see things right out in front of you, but you're not there yet. But you can see how it works, but you're not there yet. And sometimes you think you're there because you can see it. Just because you can see it doesn't mean you're there. Amen? Sometimes he'll show it to you, like Abraham, your seed's going to be the multitude of the stars of heaven, the sand, the seashore, and Abraham, yeah, let's go. Oh, that's going to be 25 years from now, though, Abraham, hallelujah. There's some stuff we got to work on before your seed's going to become the stars of the heaven. In fact, Abraham, I'm really only calling you to do one thing, birth one son of promise. Not son of the flesh, son of the spirit, just birth one and I'll do the rest. And even the one that I'm going to birth, I'm going to have to do it. So when we want the higher things of God, we have to learn to get out of the way and get seated, get planted. That's what I'm talking about, to be the gatekeeper today. Say the gatekeeper. Got to learn to get in touch with this realm. Man, he is right back up in there again. I'm like, Lord, maybe this is the season now. The stuff he is working right now, because it grows. When you get it right, when you get stuff right, when you get it right, when heaven gets through training you and you get it right, things are going to happen. Amen? Big things are going to happen. Just like God said they would. So the God of the impossible, glory to God, says, with the heart as a man thinketh, believeth in the heart. In fact, Romans 10 said, it's with the heart man believes. Stop trying to find faith in your head. That's not where faith works. Faith works from the heart. Well, how do I get in my heart? I'm glad you asked. Go to Matthew 17. Glory to God forever. You got to get to know God. Amen. Listen, I understand the spiritual philosophy behind 5-minute quiet time, but I'm going to tell you, 5-minute quiet time is better than no quiet time. I'll tell you that at least. Praise God. But 5-minute quiet time is not going to get the kingdom of God to come through your life. 5-minute quiet time is going to constitute 95% of you and 5% God. We at least want to get that percentage shifted a little bit. Amen. You got to learn to give yourself to God. He's actually quite lovely. The reason people do that, they come up with the I'm at quiet time, is because they themselves don't pray. And because prayer to some people is a drudgery. It's a duty. Well, I'm going to pray. The flesh never wants to pray, but when you get to know the Father, prayer is no more a duty. Prayer is lovely. Prayer is about communion. Prayer is about fellowship and love, and He's so glorious to be with. I'm like, I wish I'd have met you a long time ago. When I prayed 12 hours a day, I never even met Him. I used to pray all the time. See, the thing about praying in tongues, I love praying in tongues, because that's where that revelation gift comes from. But praying in tongues, your mind can be all over the place. I can watch football praying in tongues. But when I'm going to fellowship with the Father, I can't be watching football and fellowship with Him at the same time. I got to go to where He is. If I'm going to where He is, I got to get focused, amen? I got to get focused on where He is and move into Him, amen? Boy, when you do, wow. Father, cover us today. Clothe us in the great, great love, Father. I don't want going a day without being clothed. I hardly miss a day. And boy, when I do, I don't like it at all. I don't like the feeling. Because once you start being with a Father, you don't like, it's like walking out there uncovered if He's not with you. It's like you're walking around. It's like you don't have your covering on. You walk around, it feels like you walk around naked out there. You just, when you're with God though, and He's with you, you know He's with you. Father, clothe me. Say, clothe me, Father. Clothe me, Father. Love me. When you get embraced by the Father's embrace, I at least get 3 or 4 of those a day. Glory to God. Say, embrace me, Father. Oh, man. You're missing one of life's greatest, greatest, greatest gifts, to be embraced by the Father. If you go through this life not knowing the embrace of the Father, you're missing the greatest things this life has to offer. There's nothing greater than the embrace of the Father. Amen. So Matthew 17, verse 20. Jesus said unto them, because they said, why couldn't we do this? They're casting out that devil in the church. They brought him to the church, and church couldn't cast it out. And they said, well, why couldn't we, you know, that little boy, that father had the demon-possessed boy, and His disciples worked on him all night, couldn't get him out. And Jesus came in and just rebuked it right there. And they said, so why couldn't we do this? And He says, because of your unbelief. Now, see, people start looking at it's the unbelief of the heart. What did He say? If you doubt not in your what? Heart. As a man thinketh and believeth in his heart. He says, I say unto you, if you have, say if. Now, see, there are a lot of ifs. When it comes to walking with God, the Lord put a lot of ifs in there. When He started talking about the realm of the impossible, He put some ifs in there. Just so people don't realize that stuff's not just going to fall. There's an if involved. Look at your neighbor and say if. There are some ifs between you and your future. Say if. If. If you have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, remove yonder hence, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible. And glory to God. Everybody said amen. Hallelujah. Mountain moving faith. So everybody said, I need some mountain moving faith. Hallelujah. Oh. He didn't actually say that. He said, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed. So everybody goes, you don't need any faith. All you need is just a little bit of faith. Just faith in as small a seed. That's not what He's saying either. He said, if you have faith, see, say if. He said, you don't have to have mountain moving faith in the beginning. That's going to be the result of it. But they said, well, all I need is just a little bit of faith. Just a little tiny bit. How's that working for you? How's that tiny bit of faith working for you? Has it moved your mountain yet? It's not, if I have a tiny bit of faith like a mustard seed. He says, if I have faith that works like the mustard seed. If I can, he said, if you have faith that works like the mustard seed, then you can say unto the mountain, then the mountain will move, then the large things that you deem impossible will become possible. Amen. Glory to God. So he picks up this mustard seed operation and this mountain moving faith. Go to Mark 11. This is one of our favorite verses. Again, he's following into his train of moving mountains. People are trying to move mountains. You're working too hard. Amen. You're not going to move mountains working too hard. If you want to move mountains, you want to write this down. If you want to move the mountains that are presently confining your life, how many of you got a mountain you're facing? Do you think that you're going to wake up next year at this time and think there's not going to be another mountain you're facing? How many in the last 20 years have faced at least one mountain a year? Raise your hand. I face one a month. What are you talking about? What a year? So if mountains are going to be there, we might as well learn how to move them. Amen? If you're going to move mountains, there's one thing you're going to have to be really, 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 really good at. Y'all want to know what it is? You're going to have to learn to receive. Say receive. I'm going to add to this. You're going to have to learn to freely receive. Okay, I'll go freely receive from my neighbor and I'll go move my mountain with what they give me. No, you got to learn to freely receive. Say freely receive from God. Now, there's a lot of things that are up in us that don't know how to receive. But sometimes we know how to receive, but we're in the wrong position to receive. We're trying to receive out of position. We're trying to receive in this jurisdiction where God designed for you to receive in his jurisdiction. Because when you're in before the eyes of the Lord, before the eyes of the Father, if you're in his presence long enough, you will learn to receive. You know why? Because you can't be in the presence of the Father without getting in the presence of his love. And you get in the presence of his love, you're going, love is going to teach you how to receive what you need the most. One thing every person in the world was created for was love. Whether you're loved, whether you like it or don't like it, whether you're destitute of it and don't know it, you need love. I'm looking at your neighbor and say, you need love. Lots of it. The people who need love the most are usually the ones destitute of it. They create a shell around them like, I don't need anything. I got it all together. So we have to learn to receive. Say receive. So Mark 11, he's back in this mountain moving faith again. He said, Jesus answers him, have faith in God. A lot of people are trying to have faith. If you don't learn to receive, your faith's not going to work very well. You got to get your faith armed. Some people are going to go run after their mountain. Look at that mountain's been there more than 5 or 10 years. And so that reprogramming, a lot of people want to go face the mountain out here, but you're going to have to face, and most of the mountains that got to get moved are the ones within. Amen? And to get these mountains moved within, we're going to have to receive, say receive, some power to move the mountain. So a lot of people are trying to face their situations, and you did the just do it, and it didn't move. That didn't work. The just do it. Work harder. You find out working harder didn't move the mountain. So a lot of things you did, and then you repented for, and that's a good thing because at least you're getting in position. But now we got to start arming our faith, arming our faith so it can work. I want faith that works as the grain of a mustard seed. The seed will take care of itself if I can get it positioned properly. And to get a position, I'm going to have to receive it. Amen. So he says, has faith in God. You see, he had faith in God. You could say unto this mountain, here it is, this mountain again, be thou removed, cast in the sea, and not doubt in his heart. Now, the doubt in the heart, most of the doubt that's going on in the heart is the stuff that's going to block your operation of faith. That doubt, you can't presently see. I don't care how skilled you are. Nobody can look at their heart and say, oh, there's some doubt right there. Let's just carve that out. Oh, here's some more doubt. We'll carve that out. It's very hidden, very subtle. And it's an operation of God that's going to drive doubt out. It's not, you see, a lot of people think doubt in the mind. Oh, I doubt that. I doubt that. I doubt that. I cast down that debt. I cast down that debt. I cast down that doubt. You're trying to work all that here. That's not how faith works. Faith works from within. Amen. And when it gets working, it's going to grow exceedingly. And when it grows exceedingly, it'll drive the doubt out for you. How do you know that? Because I'm right in the middle of it right now and I'm loving it. Very impossible things are incredibly possible now. When I'm exercising faith in His presence. Did you get that? He said, you can say this mountain, doubt not in your heart. Therefore I say, whatsoever things you desire. Here we are again. When you pray, not if you pray, when. Say when. Believe. You receive. Receive where? In the heart. You're going to have to receive something in the heart, and then you shall have it. And then the mountain will move. Got to get your faith armed. Faith will work pretty well if you get the right ingredients. Amen? Glory to God forever. Now, go over to Luke 13. We're going to go back in the mustard seed again. Now, he gives you a little clue how mustard seed works. A lot of people are trying to exercise faith, but you haven't got your faith armed. Operationally armed. If you don't get your faith in operation, then it's not going to be fluid the way you want it to be. Amen? If you'll get the right things in, the right things will come out. Amen? Everyone say, I am a professional receiver. I receive. A lot of people don't do a lot of, the body of Christ prays more than anybody I ever know. But they don't receive. They pray. Start learning to pray, and then right when you pray it, receive. Pray. Say, Father, I pray, and then, Father, I receive. Father, I pray. Father, I receive. Father, I pray. Father, I receive. How many of you spend a lot of time, just be honest, receiving? How many of you spend a lot of time praying? Raise your hand. Okay, how many of you spend a lot of time receiving? If you would learn to receive as much as you pray, your faith would start working. Luke 13, verse 18, said, then said he, unto what is the kingdom of God like? So here's the Lord. He's trying to bring this kingdom to us. He's trying to describe a heavenly operation to earthly people. So he always used parables in the earth, earthly operation, describe how heaven works. I really want to know how the kingdom works. I don't want to spend the next 50 years of my life coming to church, preaching without operating in this realm that God says that's possible. I don't want to just clap on my life and say, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God. And never have the mighty God show up in my life. I mean, we're singing, what a mighty God we serve. We haven't seen that for very long, but we sing that song. Oh, he's powerful and he's glorious. And we walk out and we live defeated. Then we come back to church and say, hallelujah. And we dance. Then I walk right back out there and got no victory. Then I follow that, I got the victory! Walk out there and I got no victory. I got mountains. I got promises. Luke 13, what is the kingdom like? So you ask the Lord, what is your kingdom? How do I work the kingdom? How do I get the kingdom to work for me? He didn't have no problem with it at all. So I think we want to hear what he has to say about it. So Luke 13, verse 18, he said, whereunto shall I resemble it? How am I going to compare it? What am I going to compare how what I'm trying to tell you? He said, it's like the grain of a mustard seed. It works like this, which a man took and cast into what? His garden. Say his garden. It's cast into his garden. And it grew up and it waxed a great tree. And the fowls of the air came lodge in the branches of it. See, it grew up. But notice where he cast the seed. Actually, the word cast means sowed. He sowed the seed into what? His garden. Where is your garden? Not the one in your backyard. He sowed it where? Sowed the seed into his garden. My heart is the garden of Eden. God wants to replant the garden of Eden in me. And for the seed, he says, if you had faith, it's going to work like this mustard seed. It will move the mountain if you understand it. But it's going to have to be sowed into your garden. It's going to come as a seed. And there's components to this seed that's going to get sowed into your garden. It's not the garden of your mind. The garden of your mind will produce knowledge. The garden of hearts will move mountains. Because with a heart, man's going to believe. He's got to get something in there that's going to drive the doubt and unbelief that you can't see that what's in the way. You got to get something in there. So the first thing God sends is he sends promise. He sends the promise. He sends destiny. He sends his word into the heart. Into the heart. So he sends his word. Say, into the heart. God may have given you word by encounter, revelation, prophecy, confirming prophecy. All of these things sent in the heart, but it's what you're doing with that. Because it's coming in as a seed. He says, but if you have faith that's going to work like this seed, it will move the mountain. But where it's going to move the mountain first, where we miss it, it's going to move the mountain within you. All right? But it's not just the word. That word needs water. Say water. Say water. Amen. Now go to Hebrews 11. So if you get the ingredients of how this seed works, and you get the light on it, you get water on it, it will grow. In fact, Mark's version of that, so the kingdom of God is like a man that cast seed into his garden. He said, he goes, when he sowed seed in his garden, it was the least of all things that was in his garden. But then it shot out great branches. Go Mark, I want you to see it. Because this process of shooting out the great branches is what I'm in right now. In the spirit. I'm just telling you, we're working too hard with the faith stuff. You're working too hard. Mark 4. So Mark's version is going to give you some extra information here. You got to get your garden right. It's got to be good soil. Can't have a bunch of unforgiveness, strife in there. Can't have a bunch of sin in there. The garden's got to be right. Because the seed is going to do the work for you. Here's another thing. A lot of you are trying to have mountain moving faith. You don't need that. I don't even have faith for the whole thing I'm believing for. All I need is the seed of it. All I need is the seed because the seed's going to expand. The seed's going to shoot out the great branches. What I'm learning is what he's putting in. If I learn how to cooperate what he's putting in this garden, it's going to expand. And what's happening in here, God's going to release out here. Amen? We're working too hard at this stuff. You need to spend more of your energy, spiritual energy, receiving than you do fighting with the enemy. Too many people fighting with the enemy all the time. If you get enemy off your brain, you'll be amazed. If you get glory in your spirit and glory in your heart, and you go after the glory of God, you don't even think about the enemy very much. I mean, he shows up, but you go, shoo fly. Used to, I was just obsessed with him. He was there every day until I got above him. I'm like, he's not around here. When I'm in the Father's love, do you think I'm worried about a strong man? When I'm up in the Father's love where he dwells, there's no strong men there. They don't get to go there. I'm not worried about a strong man. Mark 4, verse 30. Wherefore shall we liken this kingdom? We're talking about the kingdom now. Boy, if you get it right, listen, God can't lie. It's impossible for him to lie. What I'm finding, if I do it his way, it's working. I'm like, ooh, this is working, Lord. It's working exactly the way you said it's working. I'm telling you right now, I'm after big stuff. I'm not after small anymore. God's given me an assignment, and it's huge. Well, it used to be huge, but inside it's not huge anymore. It used to be huge, but faith's growing faster than that thing. Faith is growing faster than the unbelief. Faith is pushing out unbelief, and it keeps expanding. It's more and more possible every day. It's more and more glorious every day. I'm more and more convinced, like Abraham, I'm fully persuaded that what God has promised, he's able, by dunamis, creative power, to perform it. You don't wake up one day and say, oh, I'm fully persuaded, I'm fully persuaded, I'm fully persuaded. That won't last you very long in your flesh. The full persuasion of God comes from the Word of God, the dunamis power of God, and the love of God growing up in you, driving out unbelief until the full persuasion is a product of the heart. Here he is again, verse 31. It's like the grain of a mustard seed. It's like the grain of the mustard seed. It's not faith like a little seed. It works like the seed. It's going to come in as a seed. When God gives it to you, it's all seed. It's all seed that has this capacity to be 1,000 times larger than itself, already programmed to be what's in it. You take a seed and map out that seed. I don't know how you take a brown seed and make a red apple from it. But God put that in, that seed, and it's sown into this dirt. And they put water in there, and some kind of reaction happens when it gets into the right soil with the water. And then it springs forth. And it produces a full-blown tree, thousands and thousands and thousands of times greater than itself. And then that tree's got 100 apples and got 100 more seeds. It never stops. God's going to bring something from heaven and he's going to transfer it to you. And if you know who you are and you know what he's transferring, you know what to do with it, it will multiply. It'll become greater. Notice what he says here. It's like the grain of a mustard, Mark 4:31 of a mustard seed. When it's sown in the earth, you are the earth. In particular, your heart, your new man, your spirit. It's less than all the seeds that be in the earth. When it comes in, your heart's full of a lot of stuff. It's full of bull. It's full of doubt, unbelief. It's full of oppression sometimes. It's full of circumstance. Sometimes it's full of pain. I mean, when God put a lot of these promises in my life, I mean, I was full of a lot of stuff that wasn't God. It comes in like that. It comes in as the least of all those things. But then what happens? It groweth up. Say, it groweth up. It becomes greater than all the herbs and shooteth out. Say, shooteth out. Ooh, we're in the shooting out phase right now. It's going to break forth. That thing's growing, expanding inside. What's the first thing a seed does? Dies. There's going to be something that's going to die in you. But then what happens? It breaks. The seed breaks open. The water, it breaks open and it's expanding and nobody can see it. If you're looking before it breaks ground, there's stuff happening. I can shout. It's already growing. It keeps growing. It's right there. And here's the earth. It's still under the earth. Nobody can see it, but it's happening. But the one who's working it, they see it. They see the invisible before it becomes visible because they see it in their heart. And it becomes greater in the heart than anything else in there. It's growing in there, growing and growing and growing, expanding. Nobody can see it. They walk in and they see a church with a taco stand. I said, you really want to know what this place looks like? I'm going to have to take you into this prayer room over here. Because this is really what it looks like. You just can't see it yet. Don't look with the eyes. Don't look with the natural eyes. Because that makes no difference whatsoever. It's what's up in here. Because what's in here is what's going to be out here. And what's in here is a million times greater than what we're looking at right now. And it's growing like that now. And it's exponentially growing. And it's going to bust out. See, the great branches are about to bust out! Break forth! Because it's working. If you don't have that working and you got a lot of sorrow working and you got a lot of pain working, you're going to have to get that washed out. You got to get it working. A lot of people, well, God's just going to do it. God's going to do it out here one day. If it's not working in here, the best you can hope for is a miracle. Because if you want God to do something, radically shift your life, you're going to have to get it working in here. Because it's going to happen within. So the kingdom cometh from within. You are the dirt. From dirt we were created and we're still dirt. Hallelujah. But I am some rich dirt. I'm telling you right now. I am some rich dirt. You want to know what rich dirt looks like? Look at me. It's good soil. If I'm going to be dirt, I'm going to be some good dirt. I'm not going to be no crack dirt. I'm going to be rich dirt. Hallelujah. So what? He sowed it into his garden. Go to Hebrews 11. A lot of people get the word. They're full of the word, full of the word, full of the word, but they don't have the water. You get the right water. God has some water. Say water. The blessing, what? Is in the water. God has some water. Listen, that seed's got to get watered every day. How many of you have a full-blown promise in your heart right now? Raise your hand. God, now what you do with that is not walk around with that promise like I did for 30 years. Oh, I'm bearing the burden of the heat of the day, carrying the promise of God. How many of you carrying the promise of God? No. You bring that to the Father every day. Say, I've got it. Everyone say, I got it. But I need something from you, Father. See, he sends his word first so you can bring it back to him. I need some water, Father. Say water. Hebrews 11, verse 1. Say, now faith is the substance. You can say it like this. Faith has substance. And faith has evidence. There's going to be a substance to your faith. It's invisible, but it's not invisible to you. Amen? And faith is going to have an evidence. It's going to be invisible, but it's not invisible to you. The key, it doesn't matter if it's invisible to everybody around you. Don't stop trying to convince everybody about who you are. I did that forever, trying to convince people. I'd go into conferences carrying my constitution. I'm called to what I'm called to be. That's really good, brother. You can sit right over there. You got to stop all that. It doesn't matter what people think. They can't see what you see anyway. Stop trying to convince them till it comes out of your garden. You're never going to convince anybody who you are. No use trying. You're trying to get them to open you up and look into your life. Stop all that. When it comes out, they'll see it. They'll probably want to come eat some of the fruit of it. Dang, that's some good fruit over there. I said, yeah, you want to lay that constitution down, uh-huh. You got to wait. I got some other people over here wanting my fruit. You got to wait till it comes out. It's going to be invisible before it's visible. Just like the seed goes into the ground, nobody can see it. You had the school projects. I know every one of you, even you, y'all planted something up in the school project and you went and dug your bean up. You know the bean, you plant the bean. You didn't see nothing for 2 days. You go dig and see if the bean's still there. So you put your fingers on it, going to mess it up. So you get your finger on it. God doesn't have us touching things with our hands. He has us touching it with faith. The only thing God sanctions in this whole process is faith. The rest of it, he's going to do the doing. You're not going to grab that bean and say, come and jerk it out. You'll tear it out of its garden. Why do you think the enemy, when God puts so many deposits in you, comes so viciously at you? He wants to tear what's inside of you out of you. It's not just you he doesn't like. It's what God's planting in you. He wants to tear it. You know how many people have torn at me? They're not tearing at me. They're trying to tear this thing out of me. It's too strong now. They ain't getting nothing. Hallelujah. Tear all you want. You can't get in there anyway. Hallelujah. It's got walls of God around it now that are thicker than what any man can do now. Hallelujah forever. Faith has substance. Faith has evidence. The substance of thing you're open for, it's got evidence. Now listen to this. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand the worlds were created, fashioned, and set in order by the word of God. So watch this. So the things that are seen out there were not made by the things that do appear. Listen, your life is going to get seen. Not the one you're presently. If everybody knows who you are. It's not who you are in the old man anyway. Everybody done seen that one. Not impressed. Ain't nobody going to get impressed with your life. Stop trying to impress people. I'll tell you when they're going to get impressed is when what's inside of you comes out. Because what's inside of you comes out, that's going to be quite impressive. Dang! Look at that! When God comes out of you, you're an incubation chamber of the Most High God. Faith has got two things, substance and evidence. The words, worlds were framed by the word of God. It was the evidence of the thing not seen, but you'll see it inside. You'll see when God plants the vision. When I ask every one of you who's got a promise, you raise your hand. Why? Because you're carrying it. You have the evidence of that promise inside you. It needs substance. It needs water. Amen? Go to Romans. It needs two things from Father. Your word, if you're going to be real effective, needs two major things from the Father. How many of you got a word? Raise your hand. Your word needs something. If it hasn't manifested, it still needs something. If you've been carrying it for 25 years and it hadn't manifested like I have, it still needs something. That's what God's saying. You need something. Stop crying and whining and start finding out what you need. I need something. I need everything, but I need something. I need to receive from the Father. I need some substance to go with this invisible evidence. I need some invisible substance. I need some water. God has water that's not of this world. All of it's invisible, but you're going to see it's going to become visible. The big stuff. It's going to go. It's going to bust out full grown. The babe's working inside you. When it comes out, it's full grown. Bam! Gotta get up inside you. Romans 1:20. The invisible things. Say the invisible things. God deals in the invisible realm. But it's not invisible to you. You have eyes to see. You see with the eyes of the heart. You believe with the heart. God's gonna make it visible to the bearer of it. I got visible things inside of me that this generation hadn't seen yet. But they're gonna see it. Because what's inside's coming outside. It's invisible. The invisible things from the creation of the world. This whole world we live in was inside of God before it came out. The invisible things from the creation of the world were clearly seen by the things that are made. Even his what? Eternal, what? Dunamis, creative power. And Godhead. See, the world was in God before. He just didn't arbitrarily speak it. It was in him. It was incubating in the Father. It was incubating at the right hand of the Father. It was incubating in dunamis power. Then he spoke it and it came out. Amen? You got to incubate something before it comes out. You're going to be an incubation chamber of God. But you're going to incubate a future that the enemy cannot steal from you. You're going to incubate a future you could no wise do yourself. You're going to incubate a future, but you're going to need his word. And that word needs dunamis. It needs the invisible dunamis. It needs dunamis. And it needs the Father's love. What? Faith, what? Worketh, what? By love. Faith needs substance. The substance of dunamis creative power. It needs evidence of the word. And it needs the foundation of love. When the water is a mixture of God's love and dunamis, I bring the seed, I say, water it, water it. when I said receive, Father, I come to receive. I receive. I receive. Say receive. 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 Every day, I receive dunamis. Love, dunamis, love, dunamis, love. All of a sudden, this thing that's been sitting in there for 28 years, something's happening on the inside now. Faith is starting to explode, and I'm like, where did this faith come from all of a sudden? I said, I didn't have that before. I struggled with this thing. But dunamis love created a watering system for the seed. And it's going to do what you can't do. It's going to break out. Say the seed's going to break out. It starts the supernatural. And what happens when it's expanding in you? Guess what happened to doubt and unbelief? Doubt and unbelief is decreasing while faith is expanding. While the word and dunamis and love is expanding, doubt and unbelief are being driven out. And it's getting ready to come forth now. The invisible things that you carry are ready to come forth. If you don't have it working in you, you got to start there. Stop trying to work your faith outwardly to move a mountain, because it doesn't start there. It starts inside. It starts in the realm of the heart. It starts with the word, and it starts with the water. Watch what happens, and I'm closing with this. When you start bringing the word of the Father, and the Father starts loving you and starts loving your promise, and the tangible love of the Father and dunamis starts getting wrapped around you every day, you start getting up in the dunamis and love, that thing will start expanding. All of a sudden, the faith that everyone's looking for, the mighty mountain moving faith, it's a product of the mustard seed. It does it itself. You don't have to generate it. It'll generate itself if you'll learn to receive what it needs. Amen? You'll get that seed in the environment. You'll get that word in the environment of the Father's love and the environment of dunamis creative power. You get that environment working on the inside of you. All of a sudden, you're shifting. Every day, you actually will wake up with joy. You will wake up, and all the stuff that used to fight you, you don't even feel it anymore. All the stuff that used to haunt your soul, it's not there anymore. Stuff is growing, and it starts the expansion, the leavening of the measures. This is the God kind of faith that people don't understand. This is the God, and it all happens, and it blows out the ground. And when it does, everybody will see it then. See, how did you get this? I got it from the invisible realm. It was working inside. Let's give God glory. Hallelujah.